You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
It really does. It really does. Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a just a lovely Monday morning. The birds were chirping. Coffee tasted better. I feel complete. Yeah. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, dog. All good, dog. Feels good to be back with my boy. I ain't seen you in 2 weeks, man.
I know.
Have you grown?
Have I?
I don't know. You look a little taller, man. It's
been
a
while. Probably grown this way.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen you, man. But yeah,
that wedding food, you know?
Oh, yeah. It gets you, man. Vacation food, bro. I'm talking about some salads and like baked fish for like the next 2 weeks, man. But yeah, it feels good to be back in the house, man. Glad to be back. Obviously, it is hot as hell. Flying in yesterday, hearing all the horror stories at Jackson Hartsfield previous days, we really didn't have any problems last night getting back. But yeah, it was a lot of fun, a lot of good jokes, good laughs.
Happy belated birthday!
Appreciate that. Thank you for all the messages from everybody. It was wonderful to get all those from the listeners and everything. So I greatly appreciate it. Got caught up, watched some of the abbreviated Braves games and stuff like that while I was on vacation. I stopped watching them.
Yeah,
because it's
don't
like,
ruin your vacation.
I didn't want to ruin my damn vacation and everything. But it was good, man. And again, thank you for all the happy birthday wishes. And like we're all clustered here because it's my cousin's birthday. Yes, the day before Aunt Melanie's is today. I mean, everybody just right here. So you know, the group text is going wild with happy birthday love to all my family. But yeah, it's good to be back, my boy.
Yeah, that's all positive.
It's good to be back.
I don't know if you watched the real one or the abbreviated one yesterday. You didn't need to,
right?
Because it's the same thing. Like the Braves had an opportunity to win a series on a Sunday.
What's their record?
They're 3-10 on Sundays. Okay. Right. They're very bad on Sundays. Their record is 38-45 on the season, 7 games under .500. And, you know, even had they won yesterday, still kind of a frustrating week given a number of different factors, the Chris Sale injury and all that kind of stuff. But you would have felt good about splitting with the Mets on the road, taking a series from the Phillies, who are in first place in the division, and given the way that you played against the Mets last week, too. But, you know, it just... Every time it seems like there's an opportunity to kind of get over that, like that hump of frustration and see a little bit of optimism, they just play like themselves. And scoring one run against Ranger Suarez on Sunday was perfect. Like that, unfortunately, exactly who this baseball team is this season. And you know, I know Profar's coming back this week, but I don't know what the fix is.
Well, he's playing well up there. He's a good damn guy.
Yeah.
We understand that.
Yeah.
With my
he hit some homers in Triple A.
Freaky calls him Petford.
Pedfar.
Yeah, Pedfar.
Not because he's a pedophile, but because he got busted for PEDs.
Yeah, man. But no, I think you know, looking at some different things, and I saw that Saturday was the first running score since Wednesday, and I was like, hold on, that can't be right. Oh yeah, that was right, Andy.
Yeah.
I mean, going back to the Chris Sale, because obviously that was before I had left, and Chris Sale got one of them old man injuries. That's what happened to us when we fall. Something breaks, or something fractures, or something bruises. Take it from an old man that has fallen and still got a swollen elbow.
Oh, yeah, that elbow's still swollen.
Yeah. All right, so yeah, so take it from an old man that's fallen. It hurts, you know, especially as great as he was that day. But I mean, this is what I saw that Schnitt, they sat down, Michael. You know, and then you saw that there's a bottom of the ninth coming up is I forgot the three people that are coming up in the ninth for you as far as the Braves, the other game. I mean, that's just where this team is. And you got to – we said this months ago. You just got to take the good with the bad. And the thing with the bad is frustrating as hell because they have opportunities for it to be good. That's the one thing about it. I mean, obviously, you lose 13 nothing. They ain't that near.
Yeah, Friday was tough.
Yeah, you lose 13 nothing. Yeah,
they could have just rained that one out. They didn't have to come back and play that one.
I saw that it had rained out. And I mean, sorry, it was a delay and everything. Yeah. But, yeah, you shouldn't even worry about that. But, yeah, you're talking about yesterday. And Spencer Strider was good yesterday.
It's good.
And, you know, they just can't muster any offense when they need to muster it against pitchers. Mm-hmm. Ranger, he always, for some reason, he just annoys the hell out of me.
Yeah, he's got the Braves number the last couple years.
He annoys the hell out of me when they face him. But, yeah, I mean, until these guys, you know, get to looking like they looked on Saturday night with runs and things like that, Sean Murphy with the big grand slam, it's gonna be like this. And, you know, we're going to talk about the trade deadline and all this. There's, in my opinion, there's nothing out there the trade deadline is going to get this team better.
Well, not one thing. You'd have to make five trades.
And that means that you have you got to move something to get those things. Yeah. And so are you willing to ready to roll the dice on some of the guys that are here on your core and start planning for next year? Or, you know, as I sit around now, I'm at like, could this just be one of them one-offs? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, we could talk about the hitting last year, but they did make the playoffs last year. Could this just be one of those years? We were talking a couple weeks ago, what happened to the Baltimore Orioles? They were supposed to be one of those top teams, too.
Yep.
They're going through it also. So is it one of those things where I could just look at it as just a one-off, and that sucks as baseball, and it's a long one-off?
Right, because one really means 162.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's one long one-off.
That's a long-ass one-off.
Yeah.
And so you got
to
deal with the
frustration. And if you go back to last year, too, like, you know, that wasn't any fun either. Now, you're right. They still made the playoffs, and there were some ups with the downs, and a lot of injuries kind of – you could chalk it up to a lot of that. I mean, we're more than halfway through the year now.
This is who they are.
And this is who they are.
Yeah.
That's the scary part for me with some of these guys is now you have enough of a sample set where it's like, and I think, I don't know, some of it you can explain in a way that maybe is acceptable. Some of it I can't explain. Like Marcell Ozuna batted under 200 for the month of June.
Yes.
Because he has a hip injury.
Yes.
Like, there, you know, that's something that, if you had more depth, you would consider sitting him down, putting him on the IL.
But you gotta do if you want to play the young kid.
Yeah, maybe you could get Baldwin in there every day because he was the third best hitter on the team in the month of June.
So it could be something.
You got Acuna, you got Olsen. They're doing their jobs.
Yes,
everybody else is doing. Baldwin's been good because he's a rookie, and what do you really expect from him? And he's been pretty solid. Everybody else has been from like underwhelming to just god awful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you go on down the list, you keep going down further and further, and you get to Ozzy and Michael Harris, and I don't know what to say. It's, like with Austin Riley, there's like been ups and downs, and I do wonder. There's a lot of talk about with him. Some of the work that he did to try to improve his defensive range and some weight that he lost.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it cost him some power.
I don't know.
Because his power numbers just aren't what they normally are. And, you know, he's getting on base and he's hitting the ball. He's just not hitting the ball into the gaps or over the fence. So I don't know. I wonder if that's something there. I have no explanation for Ozzy and Michael Harris. Michael Harris batted 148 in June.
I think, you know, and you said, what did you say? You said underwhelming and god awful. Can they just be underwhelming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, at this point, if Ozzy and Harris are just like underwhelming, just like, oh, dang, you batted 240 for the month.
Yeah.
You know, that's still not good.
But that's the thing about it is if this team would be in a completely different realm of where they have been, or I mean, where they are right now, if some of those guys were just.
I know.
Under.
Yeah.
You know, under.
But if they were just average bad instead of like genuinely some of the worst hitters in baseball.
And it's a frustrating because of who these two guys are and how important and valuable they I mean, these are long-term.
Right.
These are going to be our guys going forward type, you know, players. And so those are the ones that you don't like. Eli White and those guys, you expect them to look where they look.
Yeah, like the fact that Nick Allen is batting how he's batting is – it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, it's not great that's your option at shortstop, but
you know that.
That's what you expected from
that.
Nick Allen.
But you know that.
Yeah.
But now, when you talk about your guys, and I mean, it's every day the same thing with Michael, and I'm just like, I mean, eventually you just got to stop. It stopped getting better. So for me to keep saying it over and over again, damn Michael, damn Michael, damn Michael, or damn Ozzy, I'm just going to drive myself damn crazy.
Yeah. Some of the details are make it worse, make it even more crazy. Because like I think this is like dime store like thoughts or batting advice from somebody who's never done it. But it's not hard to watch Michael Harris at the plate and realize he's trying to jump on first pitches. Like he hasn't walked one time since May 18th.
I know. Saw that.
It's a while ago.
And saw Eli White got. I saw. I think
it's a month and a half ago.
Where Eli White first at bat, starting in place on Michael, got walked.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Which was like.
Because like at a certain point, you'd think, all right, my game plan is to try to take advantage of fastballs early in the count and hit the ball in the air. But it's really not working.
Yeah.
Like maybe you recalibrate your approach a little bit. I mean, obviously it's probably harder than that. Otherwise they would do it. But I don't know how hard it is just to be like, hey, this time I'm going to go up there and try to see a couple pitches.
Maybe.
And
maybe,
you know what I mean?
And sometimes we always view it, sometimes sitting down, watching.
Maybe you get a different perspective.
Maybe you get a different perspective from sitting there and watching. And obviously, you know, he's as competitive as anybody. And for him not to be the starting center fielder, he knows why. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of those things where you can't really go into the manager like, man, why are you – have you seen yourself?
Yeah, no, there's no –
you know, and have you seen yourself?
I don't think there's any, like, I need to talk to you in private.
Yeah, no.
Snit conversations happening.
Have you seen yourself? And
yeah.
I mean, you watch your approach at the plate. It's not been good. So we got to figure out, so even if we got to downgrade at that position, because Eli White is a downgrade to Michael Harris.
Without question.
We gotta figure out something to get your mind right and get your whatever you need to get yourself back in some kind of form.
I never in a million years would have thought that this would even be possible, but with Profar coming back on Wednesday, there's been talk about who goes down, and Michael's name has been mentioned as potentially go down there and reset a little bit. Like I don't understand why that would work.
I don't either.
If they think that that's what needs to happen,
then do it. Yeah, but yeah. I'm with you because
I can't believe that that's even a conversation
I'm
with that guy.
I'm
but
with you.
It is.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
I heard Grant talking about it yesterday, and then I read Dave O'Brien had written about it this morning. I was like, I mean, he has options.
Yeah,
you know?
He does, and everything like that. But it would be one of those things where, if that's the case, then. Oh boy, we're in a bad spot.
I know.
Because I don't think there is a better outfielder up there
right now
than Michael.
Definitely not.
But if that's what you're telling me you got to do to try and salvage something of what this season is, because hell no, we're not even going to talk about that. You're so far out. It started to be like, well, it's, you know, light it in the tunnel, all that other crap, and he can come back and we have this 30-game stretch and all that stuff. Okay. If you're telling me that he's going to go down and this is going to make it better, I'm fine with
that. Maybe that's how you change your approach, though, right? Like you're trying to like tool with something, tinker with something like that at the big league level.
And it's
already
working.
Hard enough to get hits off these guys in the first place, and you're trying to change how you're going about it. I don't know. Maybe you do go down there for a couple weeks and go about it with a different approach, and then come back up here. Again, I don't like it. I don't like that that's even in the realm of possibility, but. It kind of speaks to where things are, I think, with this baseball team. In the month of June, they scored 10 less runs as a team than the Rockies did. That's about all you need to know, right?
Damn.
That's about it. Ooh. Rockies scored 10 more runs than you did for the month.
Did they have more wins?
No, they didn't. But I don't know. I don't know how far off they were. Anyway, tough weekend. Day off today.
Well, at least they had a big NFL trade.
Yeah, we got a big trade in the NFL.
I tell you what, boy, don't love a man as much as Arthur Smith loves him from Jonnu Smith.
No kidding. Find somebody that loves you like that. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here to kick off the show on a Monday. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Now bases loaded for the Braves. They don't have a grand slam. Murphy's in position for one now to try to bust the game open. Three straight hits for the Braves. Make it four! And make it four runs! Grand slam! His first in a month makes it a five-run lead for Atlanta.
Well, I'd say that's a feel-good inning all the way around for the Atlanta Braves hitters and for Schwellenbach. Now a five-run lead.
Dude, I know I'm always going to be partial, but damn, that play sounds good when that stuff happens.
Yeah, it did. It did. Saturday was fun.
God, that play sounds so good when
Saturday
that happens.
Saturday was fun. 2 weeks ago with the Mets, all three of those games. Fun. Really fun. It'll sound good for the All-Star game, too. It'll be really fun.
How's Rodney doing in the voting?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think voting kind of came to an end late last week. What do we know?
Round two starts today at noon.
Okay.
So Ronnie finished round one in third.
Okay. All right.
So there's a total of six outfielders in round two voting. All the votes from round one do not count.
Okay.
So get out there and vote.
Great.
Five times a day starting at noon.
Well, okay. He deserves it.
He
should be starting in the outfield for the National League.
No doubt about it.
Not just because it's in Atlanta or because of what his name is. He's playing great.
He's been outstanding. He's been outstanding. I go back because one of our listeners just hit me talking about, that's why we talked about Michael Harris going down, because he mentioned that they did send Austin Riley down.
Mm-hmm.
Austin Riley was still in his first year.
Yep.
It didn't help. I never said it didn't help or anything like that.
Sure.
Because it did and everything like that. But like you, it's different because Michael's being your starter.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Harris has, like, bobblehead nights.
Yes.
Like, Michael Harris is a huge – he's got Bronco commercials.
Yes.
You don't play the Bronco commercial for the guy who's not in the lineup because he's in Gwinnett. Now they still will.
Yes, he will, exactly.
Those spots are paid for. I'll fill in for him. If they send him down, I'll fill in on the – if you want to shoot some new Bronco commercials, I'll happily endorse the Ford Bronco for a couple weeks. But, yeah, look, I don't know. If that works – awesome. And I think whatever, at this point, he probably would even say, whether he believes it or not, but he probably would say anything that he can do to figure it out and make it work, he's willing to do because he's obviously more frustrated by it than anybody is.
No doubt.
With what's going on. But yeah, Saturday was fun to score all those runs and Murphy hits that grand slam, first grand slam of the season for the Braves. Kind of a reverse broadcaster's jinx. Fox put the graphic up. They're like, Braves one of seven teams that haven't hit a grand slam yet this year. Pow! Grand slam.
Ooh, that's
love
ugly.
It. Yeah. Yeah. You know, sometimes.
But that's
like Freddie Freeman didn't have a grand slam. He was like an MVP already and hadn't hit. Grand slams are all.
Yeah, they're overrated.
That's lucky.
They're overrated.
You got to get runners on base in order to get grand slams. That goes back to
just, you know, the frustration is there's so many. They're in so many categories of one of the worst.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Especially offensively.
Yeah, they're so. That's frustrating. Is that so? I mean, they're in the bottom five and too many important categories.
Yeah, like all of them.
That usually impacts winning.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. The real frustrating thing for me is, I mean, it's all frustrating, but they were 22nd in baseball in runs scored in June. And it's like, dang, that's not very good for an offense of guys that you would expect. That's where they are over the course of the last 14 months, too. Mm-hmm. That's who they are.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, is like, it's not just a bad month or a bad first half or whatever. Like right now, for whatever reason, this offense, these guys are a bottom third offense in Major League Baseball.
I mean, how long did Rutter play?
Right.
You know, I mean.
But it hasn't gotten better, though.
I know, I'm just trying.
He's been back for 35 games, and it hasn't gotten better.
I'm just trying. I don't know.
He has.
You know, and that's the thing about it. Like, you search for answers, and, I mean, they're right there. It's plain as day. It's not something that you got to, you know, and GMAC, Grant McCauley does the best job I've seen anybody do, is doing the deep dive and all the reasonings and all those.
Yeah.
I don't deep dive, man. I stay in the shallow end.
Yeah, it's not fun to deep dive right now.
Yeah, I'm watching it.
There's no need to dive deep.
I'm sitting here watching it. It's raggedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a raggedy situation.
All those numbers that I said in the first 20 minutes of the show were completely stolen from Grant.
Yeah. I mean, good, because Grant deep dive.
Yeah. He does all the work, and then I just repeat it.
Yeah, I'm saying in the shower.
And I give him one mention of credit.
Yeah.
And then I'll mention him again later, and people will be like, dang, Bunkard's deep diving too. Nope, Grant is.
No, Grant did.
Grant's scuba diving.
Grant's over there doing it.
I'm just repeating his stats. So day off today, and then the Angels are in town. No Ron Washington,
yeah, saw
though.
That. Saw
Ron
that.
Washington's going to miss the remainder of the season with some medical issues. Yeah. Obviously don't know what that means, but I think pretty comfortably speak on behalf of everyone saying hopefully he gets that taken care of and gets better soon and gets back in the dugout for the Angels next year. Hate to see it. Would have been fun to see him in town.
It definitely would have been to see, you know, as much as we love Wash here, the players love him just as much and everything like that. So, yeah, when I saw that, I saw that when he went out temporary, then I saw yesterday the actual announcement that he was not going to be coaching anymore this year. So, hopefully, there's nothing that'll keep him away from the game that I know he loves. And hopefully, he makes whatever's going on, recovery, however you want to put it, that he'll be back soon.
Hey, we had the newest member of the Atlanta Hawks on the show on Friday. He's a Georgia Bulldog.
Yeah.
They drafted Asa Newell out of Georgia. Here's how some of that conversation sounded.
Yeah, I mean, I'm super thrilled going into draft night. You know, I was just praying that, you know, I was going to be around a great team, a great organization, but ultimately being around a really good guard. And, you know, I was just blessed with Trey. And, you know, I got to meet him today. And, you know, he called me on draft night, congratulating me, welcoming me to Atlanta. And, you know, I feel like we're going to complement each other's game a lot.
Well, I mean, you know, first of all, congratulations to the young
man. Yeah, hell yeah.
But you remember what I said this after Georgia's basketball season? I was like, damn, if he just stayed one more year with the guys they got coming in, because they got a hell of a recruiting class coming in, some guys coming back. It's like, if he can just stay. But then I was like, hell, he's going to be a lottery pick. You know, you got to dip out and all those different things. And but
almost was.
And again, happy for him and his family, come right down the street to play for the Atlanta Hawks. I saw, you know, some interesting things, you know, as far as because today free agency kind of is the official day, 6 o'clock or whatever.
Right. They can start announcing
the stuff.
They can start announcing
the signings and things like that. So, I wasn't here when they got Kristaps. So, I mean, they had Kristaps Porzingis. Seems like, and you know how everybody judges by what the social media says. He puts it up there, the graphic with him and Trey. So, it seemed like he's excited to be here.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
Yeah. Seems excited.
Seems excited to be here.
It'll be great to have him if he plays.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, what you mean if? What you mean if?
Kristaps Porzingis?
Yeah.
Well, he's got a laundry list of things that keep him off the floor.
Well, yeah, I mean, he had some virus and everything.
He was sick.
Get you some antibodies.
He's got a knee thing. Yeah.
Get you some antibodies.
He's missed like 45% of the games.
Okay, Andy, damn, all right.
Supposed to play in the last 8 years, but Yeah, no, when he's on the court, he's awesome.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, there you go right there with the young core going back. I'm curious to see what kind of moves, because they do got the, what'd you call it?
Yeah, it's a trade exception.
The trade exception and all those different
things. Please don't ask me any more details
okay,
on it.
Okay, and then I see all the names out there, and I'm like, all right, I had to ask you a couple questions about a couple guys that are rumored to be coming here to Atlanta. I'm like, are they going to get another starting center? Is Kristoff going to be the starting center, obviously?
Hey, I saw that Ayton was bought out by the Blazers.
I need somebody to tell me why people are getting excited about that guy.
I don't know.
I didn't realize.
I'm not sure.
This dude's 27.
Yeah. He's been in the league for a while.
He's 27 years
old. He was the number one pick in the trade draft.
Yes. I don't understand. Like, everybody's like, oh, we're going to add Ayton. Like, have you seen the dude play?
Have you ever seen him play?
Have you seen him play since he got that contract from Phoenix?
He's a 7-footer who can't rebound.
Have you seen him since he got the contract?
I've seen him.
Because he was fine before he got that deal.
He was fine with Phoenix when Chris Paul was throwing him lobs, and he didn't have to do a lot.
Yeah, then he went and maybe change of scenery. Was this 1-2-3 change of scenery?
He's changed scenery, yeah.
Yeah, but anyways, if he's getting,
I think we're good on that. Yes, I think the Hawks are good at center.
If he's getting bought out,
yeah.
Like, you're like, the hell did you do?
But between Porzingis, Okongwu, and then Newell, like your depth, and even Mo Gay, like your depth
you're
is
fine.
Good in the front
you're
court.
You're fine. You need some.
The last thing you need is DeAndre Ayton.
But you do need a backup point guard.
Yep.
You need a backup point guard. And I mean, you know, you go down a wormhole of looking at different guys as far as, you know, with some of the basketball insiders that I take their word more than anything. And I saw a Dennis Schroeder one. I was like, hell yeah.
I heard that too.
I was like, hell yeah.
All right.
Bring Dennis back?
Sure.
Hell yeah.
Bring him back.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Yeah, better than
everybody that that he didn't get along with isn't in the organization
exactly.
anymore.
Exactly. So. He never played with Trey.
No.
Yeah.
He talked about playing. No,
with
Trey talked about playing with Dennis. Because remember, there was that brief, like, 2-week period where everybody had to pretend like Dennis was going to be on the team next year. Yes. Trey was like, yeah, I think I could probably play with Dennis.
Yeah.
It'll be really fun.
There you go. I mean, he'll be the best backup point guard you've had since you've been in the league.
It'll be the best backup point guard the Hawks have had since they had Dennis.
Yeah.
As the backup point guard. Like 10 years ago.
So, I mean, you got that going. He knows the lay of the land. And a couple buildings changed around here since he's been gone.
Yeah.
But for the most part.
He probably still owns that hookah spot.
I mean, hookah's still in.
People love hookah.
People love that damn hookah. So, I mean, it's still in. So, you just never know how it goes. But, yeah, anxious to see how it goes. All the deals are signed. That's why I'm like, who they're waiting on is Ayton and these guys right there. But for the most part, we pretty much know who's going where, who's signing where, right?
Pretty much. Like, this was never going to be, in terms of free agency, this was never going to be a blockbuster offseason. Like, LeBron opted in, Harden opted out, but then got an immediate 2-year extension.
Yes.
So, like, all that stuff seemed like it was, you know, pretty obviously going to happen, and it has. Still some trades possible.
Yeah.
Like, who knows what's going on with Giannis. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm interested in what's going on in New Orleans with Zion, with him changing representation and that team just obviously being in a bad spot.
Yeah.
Like,
and, what's his
new
name?
Front office.
The one
and all
you
that.
Liked, Herb.
Yeah, Herb Jones.
Yeah, isn't he? Is he a free agent?
I don't know if he's a free agent, but he's still hanging out there.
Oh, okay.
They got Murphy and Herb Jones.
Okay.
Two guys, because the Hawks did a trade with them last week. I mean, they got their unprotected first rounder next year, so they did great.
Yes.
But it would have been cool to sneak one of those guys in there, too. I'm not trying to be greedy.
Why not?
They got unprotected preferred pick swap first rounder
with
for
them.
Two god-awful teams.
With
well,
them.
The Bucks might not be god-awful, but they might be. The Pelicans will be.
The Pelicans will be awful.
They might be one of the three worst teams in the NBA.
The Pelicans will be awful. I don't think Giannis is going anywhere.
Yeah, at this point, it seems like no. Like, the smoke has sort of cleared on that one, but who knows? I hope he does. I hope the Bucks and the Pelicans are competing for the worst record in the NBA next year, and the Hawks just get to watch him sink to the bottom and then get whatever pick is the worst one or the best one.
That'd be who's the number one prospect next year?
Yeah, AJ Dibansa.
Okay,
pretty really good.
That's good. Are you right?
Yeah, yeah. The guy, the one that got like a $10 million NIL deal while he was a junior in high school.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, people think that guy's gonna be pretty good. So that'd be cool. I'll take him a year from now. All right, we'll come back. We're going to talk about college football, maybe. That's what it says. You want to do it?
Okay.
Or something else. Oh, you know what? I got something better than that. We got a major announcement to make on the show.
Uh-oh.
In like 5 minutes.
Watch out.
You're not going to want to miss this, and I'm not joking. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah, things are getting a little more royal around here. The midday show with Andy and Randy. Just one more line on the resume. We didn't want to, you know, happy birthday, send videos and stuff like that, but we wanted to get you something really worthwhile for your birthday. All right. And if you remember, people may remember a couple months back, we were talking about this, and Randy said, I always wanted to be a knight.
Right.
Well, congratulations, my friend.
Yes.
On behalf of the Principality of Sealand, you are... On behalf of the Principality of Sealand, who is allowed to do this,
yes,
you are Sir Randy McMichael. You have been knighted.
Hell yeah!
You have been knighted. You are officially a knight.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You really are. You are Sir Randy McMichael. The certificate's coming in the mail.
I cannot wait. I'm going to put that next to my damn, Reverend Randy. Unbelievable.
You're a reverend.
I know y'all. I'm a reverend, and now I'm a sir. Can I go back? Because, you know, one of my favorite athletes of all time is Lewis Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
And they call him Sir.
Sir Lewis.
They say call him Sir Lewis.
Yeah.
Can I be Sir Randy?
Yes. No, you are.
Yeah, but I'm saying, can I go by that?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You know I'm starting to introduce myself.
Sir Randy McMichael.
Sir Randy McMichael.
Yeah. Here. Of the Principality of Sealand.
Principality. We're going to have to redo all the imaging and everything.
Yeah. No, we got to get that in there. I mean, this is a big deal, man. This is not just, you know, not everybody's walking around as a knight.
No, we're not, dude. Now, my bow has swords. Can we make it official one day?
We do need to do that. We have to. You need to know who's going to do it though. Because I don't. I mean, I guess we bought the thing. You pay for it online, but whatever. But that's not good enough. Who's the most like this will be the way we do it.
All right.
Who do we feel like is the most like regal, knightly, like? I don't know what do you think of when you think of a knight, like brave. Fear, maybe it's Bo.
Maybe
I don't know.
It is Bo.
But like so, whoever that person is in our world that we sort of exist in at 92.9 or the Atlanta sports world or whatever, to knight you. I don't know who would be the most appropriate person to do that.
I don't know. Wow. Let me think about that.
Does a king have to knight people?
I guess it is normally the king or the queen.
Yeah. Or another knight. Is Elton John available maybe? He's a knight.
He used to live here. I don't think he does anymore.
Oh, he already sold the place.
He used to live in Buckhead.
He's in Buckhead. Yeah. That's right. Oh, man. I don't.
The king, like LeBron, but I don't know what he's up to.
Yeah. Now, yeah. Oh, man. I just got to make sure that I get this official because I'm going to get some business cards made.
Sure.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to put that in my damn Twitter profile.
Definitely.
You know what happened over the weekend? Yeah. Atlanta's own, if you're out there listening, and he probably is, Atlanta's own Cody Rhodes just won King of the Ring.
You know Cody.
Maybe we can get Cody to come to the station and knight Randy.
He's from here, right?
King, yes.
Okay,
all right,
then.
Now we're talking.
That's a freaking plan.
Now we can, if we can get Cody Rhodes to knight me. I don't like the way that sounds.
The knighting process is a little bit you do have to bend the knee, they do it with the sword or whatever.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But it's part of it.
It's part of it. Everything like that. Oh, yeah. I got to get me one of them, robe, what the thing's called, that they put over shoulder.
Yeah, like a
You got to get you a horse, too.
What is that called that kings wear?
It's a sash.
It's nice. But I don't know what he's talking about. Like a robe.
The robe
But
thing.
A fancy robe.
The robe thing and everything. You said I got to get a what?
A horse.
Oh, no, you can do that. You don't ride stuff.
No,
you don't ride no four.
How about like a four-wheeler?
There we go. We're going to do it that way. So a four-wheeler, is it called a sash?
It is just a robe.
Oh.
Yeah.
A king's robe.
It just says
a knight's robe. But I got to have like...
And a sword.
Yeah, hell or some armor.
So I appreciate that, man. I am the Knight of Sealand.
You are. Sir Randy McMichael, Knight of the Principality of Sealand.
Oh, man.
Now, I guess if you ever visited there, too, you'd have like a...
Where's it at?
It's in the middle of the North Sea. It's an old oil rigger that some weird hippies took over in the 70s.
You know how much my wife likes to travel.
Yeah,
you probably have to get there by helicopter, I would imagine.
Probably. Probably. Or
you might probably take a boat, but you'd have to climb a ladder, I think.
I need to figure out what airport to fly in to get there, because...
Like, off the coast of England, I believe.
All I got to do is tell her this, and I promise you, she is going
to... Y'all going to Sealand.
We're going to meet my people.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, we got to go. We have got to go and meet my folks.
Okay, let me get it. Oh, so it is right off the coast of England.
Okay.
So you, like, the closest town looks like Ipswich.
Okay.
I think they have a soccer team or something.
They do.
So it's not like, not far from London, not too far from London. It's on the coast from London.
Okay, so we can fly to London.
Uh-huh.
I catch a train over.
Yeah.
And get my stuff.
The Principality of Sealand is a micronation established on HM Fort Ruffs, a former offshore military platform in the North Sea.
Okay.
Approximately 7 miles off the coast of Suffolk, England.
Do I need to, do I need some papers?
No, you're coming.
Okay, okay.
They're coming.
Okay.
They're coming.
I love it. I love it. I am knighted. Watch out with my bad self.
Yeah.
Let me change that up. Knight of Sealand.
Sealand. Yeah.
Big Willie said, T.I.'s son King could do it.
There we go.
There you go. King's probably listening too.
That's why I threw it out there to the people. Because off the top of my head, I didn't have any great ideas. But there are some, whether it's somebody named King, in that case, fantastic idea. Cody Rhodes, the King of the Ring, is awesome. I mean, look, there are people that are technically Atlanta royalty,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And they're the ones that would be the right ones to do it. And it's perfect with the All-Star game coming.
Man.
There's going to be all kinds of people in town, and we'll be over there at Murph's for a couple days. I don't know. Maybe that'll be when we do the ceremony.
I don't know, man. But I mean, I'm so stoked. I appreciate it because when y'all...
I think one would probably say Dale Murphy is Atlanta royalty.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe Dale Murphy can knight you at his palace.
But No.
Okay. No. Not a bad idea.
That's a great idea. But to be knighted in Atlanta, we got to do it in front of Magic. We got to do it in front of Magic.
Yeah, that seems right.
Yeah, we got to do it in front of Magic. All right, you know, because Atlanta is known for traffic and Magic, you know, pretty much. Pretty much. You know, Magic.
Plus, like, if you were going to have a kingdom,
yeah,
like, I mean, Magic City is going to be a part of it.
Whew, boy. A lot of nurses right now.
Maybe Magic could do it. Yeah, Magic, who runs, like, the owner of Magic City.
Maybe he could. I mean, I would never, ever deny the possibility that there's some nurses at Grady that I helped get through nursing school.
They said they were.
Definitely did. You know, that's the
nurse. They told you they were going to nursing school.
Well, I'm going to school for nursing. I ain't shouting. Go on, shake. I'm going to throw this money. And then just leave it. But that's awesome. I appreciate it, man. We talk about the vacation because, like, the last few vacations me and Don have been on, I try not to wear much Georgia gear because it always is somewhere, no matter where we are.
Oh, people are kind of chirping you on it?
No. It's always that, you know, whenever, you know me, unless my wife gets video footage of me acting a fool, nobody knows me over there. Mm-hmm. We got there, and so probably Thursday, I find a woman Georgia advisor out there, and here comes everybody. And I met some very nice Florida Gator couples. They were awesome. But the funniest ones are the Michigan and Ohio State fans.
Okay.
Right? And so I'm sitting there.
Yeah, because they're all puffed up.
Yeah, they're
right
all
now.
Puffed up. But they won't wear their stuff. And so I'm sitting there at the pool bar just having me some drinks. The guy comes over. He said, no, the guy's wife comes over. And she's like, excuse me, what's going on? She said, my husband wants to know, was that an illegal hit on Marvin Harrison Jr.? I swear, I was like, huh? And then I looked back, and there he was right there. I was like, hell no.
Hell no, it was clean.
I said, he got kaplow!
Yeah, he knocked him in the next week, but he hit him with his shoulder.
This is about, you know, like 9 tequila shots in.
Sure.
But I was like, hell no, I got kaplow out! And everything like that. But no, we had some awesome people down there, and there's some trying to, you know, a lot of people that aren't from America talking soccer with them, a lot of fun. But the funnest part of the whole trip, I'm telling you, is the fact that the beach, and I don't, you know, I'm not a beach guy, whatever. Like, I guess they had like an infusion of seaweed bunk, and like the whole water was brown.
Oh,
and like, have you've never seen Jurassic Park?
I've seen the first one.
You've seen the first one. Yeah. You remember when she was digging through that rhino poop?
Yeah.
That's how it looked.
Oh,
piled up with seaweed all
like
over
on the beach?
On the beach. It was awful.
So you didn't want to get in the water, really.
I wasn't getting in there anyway.
But other people didn't want to get in the water.
You know, not all people, you know, there was some. I'm gonna say no ethnicity.
But, you don't have to.
It was something there. I was like, "What the hell are y'all doing?"
We think we're brave.
Oh, the water's great once you get past all the seaweed. Do you not see that red ass flag? It says don't go in there.
Yeah, that's what that red flag means.
Red flag
also,
means
that part of the sentence, I can't get past the seaweed. I'm not doing that.
I'm not
like
doing
I'm not
that.
Getting past the seaweed.
I'm not doing
I'm
that.
Man. Stay over here.
But yeah, we got to figure out a time, a date, a ceremony, and a guy because. Like, there's certain people, and I understand the process of being knighted, kneel, and all that. Certain people I ain't kneeling to.
Yeah, you can't bend the knee to everybody.
I can't bend to everybody. And then some people are shorter than me, so they might slice me.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
You know, you remember, what was it, King Ralph, when he cut old boy's ear that one time? It might be some of that, but no, I don't want to do none of that. But, yeah, I do appreciate it. When y'all were texting me and said so y'all got something for me,
I know, I got too excited. We were gonna announce it on the air, and I was like, I got to tell him. I'm so
like,
fired up about
it. Y'all got me knighted?
Hell yeah, we did. Hell yeah, we did. And it was so hard to wait because we had been sitting on it for a couple of months because we talked about this like 3 months ago. Obviously, why wouldn't you talk about that on a sports radio show?
Yeah.
And it came up and we were like, all right, great idea. Yeah, we want to do it. I thought, because I remember I looked it up at the time and I was like, that's no big deal. We'll split that three ways. That's worth it. I thought the price went up. Like I went and looked at it when we were looking at it on Friday and I was like, oh man, too many people have been doing it.
Right.
The inflation. That was like $100 more, but it wasn't. I don't know what that was for like an extra. Yeah, that was if you got like the fancy frame that came with it. We just got the certificate. I'll go to Michael's and get your frame.
I got to get my own.
You
got to
get your own frame.
Okay,
I can go to Michael's and get it, but it wasn't. It was a $75 charge for a new frame. It's like
frames are heavy to ship.
We
get a frame down.
I'll go get a frame.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, I'll get down there, Hobby Lobby, and get a frame myself.
My certificate right there, because I'm a reverend and a knight. I'm an all-around player.
Yeah, you got your diploma, right? You've got maybe
Mama has that.
Some awards for like all SEC or something like that.
I just went and got it from my house.
Yeah.
I can put them all on the thing right there.
All equally important.
Yeah, they are, man, because I bring love, meaning I marry folks.
That's true.
I marry folks. Mm-hmm. So I bring love to you, and then I can protect you.
Yeah.
Because I'm responsible for sealing.
You are.
Yes, I'm responsible.
You are now, you know, their safety is now some of your concern.
I'm responsible.
I think they're all right. They're 7 miles off the coast of Suffolk, England. Like, I don't.
And I love Suffolk.
You're not getting there.
Well, I don't know a lot about it. I just saw a documentary on it.
Oh,
but
really?
I love Suffolk, man.
Better than most of us.
Yeah, I know. I know a little bit about that, man. You know, I just try to, you know, be all around player. But I know we're having fun. But one of the best things was because we have our group chat. And one of my biggest supporters, this show's biggest supporter, he was there with me from day one, listening when I was on the weekends with Chuck Ree at 4 o'clock on a Sunday with nothing to talk about, my Uncle Dave. And my Uncle Dave has some medical stuff going on and everything like that. And he sent the video on Friday, ringing the bell. Cancer free.
Beautiful.
So I'm so proud of you, Uncle Dave, and I love you. He's probably somewhere Ubering, or as he say, Ubering, around the city, listening right now. So I just want to send some love to my Uncle Dave. But yeah, Uncle, sorry, that picture, ringing the bell, getting up out of there, man, which was freaking awesome.
That's really the best possible news can get.
It was
you get that tough diagnosis. Number one thing you look forward to dreaming about is ringing that bell.
Yeah, man. So I'm so proud of you, Uncle. I love you very much, man. But yeah, it was fun. It's fun being back because, you know me, I hate going anywhere. But once I'm there, I'm cool. I'm straight. And then it's the process of coming back because my wife, she makes sure that we leave in the afternoon. You know me, I'm ready to get up and go. She has to go back into the beach, into the pool.
One last time.
I just sat in the room and waited for her to get back. I'm like, come on, baby.
Yeah, I'm with you. When it's time to go, it's time to go.
I'm ready to go.
Let's just get out of here.
I'm ready to go. And again.
Now, I respect you got to get every last drop out of it. I get it.
Every last.
I'm not
I'm not like that. I'm like, hey, let's get up. I packed last night before, because I brought y'all some of that Mama Juana back.
Thank you.
And I'm just telling you right now, and anybody who knows about the Mama Juana, I know you're a Blue Chew guy. Don't do Blue Chew with Mama Juana. You're getting an assault charge. I'm just gonna tell you like that, my boy.
Okay,
I'm gonna tell you just like that.
Good enough. Blue I guess Chew. you're team third child. I guess, man, is what you're pushing for.
Mama Juana, Blue Chew. Don't. Yeah, you might. Yeah, it's gonna be assault.
Hey, since we're talking about beaches, we didn't go to quite the nice of the beach that you guys did for vacation, but we went to went up to Lake Alatoona yesterday.
Yeah,
I had never been up there before. There's like a Ackworth Beach or something like that. It was really nice. It was a nice time.
But tell me how you messed up, though. You bring no beer.
Yeah, no, it was, yes, I didn't. I didn't know what the deal was. I don't know how long we were going to be there for. I didn't know. I was ill-prepared. I wasn't feeling my best on Sunday morning either, which the beer would have been more helpful to have in that time. No, I was unprepared.
You know, I'm always.
But it was fun. It was fun. If you're up in that area, it's a nice place to take kids swimming.
I know what I got to get you for your birthday now. Got to get you a cooler.
Oh, yeah, I'll take a cooler.
You always got to have the cooler.
Dude, I've been in the market for a nice cooler.
I'm talking about the one like I have, the one you take with
you. I know. Every time you go, those things, I mean, that's a Yeti. That's nice.
I didn't pay for it. Somebody got it for me for my birthday.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But I'm just saying, man, we got to get you, because we got to keep you prepared. You always got to have some cold beer in the car.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, you never know. You got to stop by and walk through Piedmont.
Maybe just go on a little beer stroll. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, as long as you're walking.
Yeah, you're walking. Open container, right? Public parks.
Is it?
No.
Oh, okay.
We just won't tell anybody. We'll put it in a brown bag. All right, we'll come back. We'll get you an NFL no huddle. There was actually a really big trade in the NFL today. Like, it happened earlier. We'll tell you about it coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, this hour of radio that we just did was brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
shows.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.